Airfares are up. It's hard to get a rental car, so we thought we would give you some ideas on getaways right around Chicago. Illinois has got some great places, and Kara Flannery is the Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. Good morning, Karen. Let's start with the best places to see the fall colors. Give us some ideas.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. There's so many places to go this time of year, and they're all spectacular. I highly recommend Galena. Galena is just such a beautiful, incredible town, just 3 hours away from Chicago. If you choose to go there, I recommend staying at the Arrowhead Treehouse. It's a 600-square-foot lofted treehouse that sits on a Dittmar Farms Yupik farm, overlooking the color-turning trees that hover over the Mill Creek River. You can also enjoy hiking and biking trails in Galena. The historic Main Street is absolutely beautiful. It boasts half a mile of more than 125 independently owned shops and restaurants, and it's actually rated as one of the most beautiful main streets in America by Reader's Digest. So really beautiful.
Carla, I know that if you get south a little bit in our state, the topography is really remarkable. Rolling hills and bluffs. What do you recommend in that area?
It's absolutely stunning. If you head down to Shawnee National Forest, where you can marvel over the incredible fall foliage at the Garden of the Gods, explore the dramatic rock formations at the Garden of the Gods that provide spectacular views unlike anywhere else in the Midwest, overlooking the Ohio River Valley. You can spend the night at the Timber Ridge Outpost and Cabins, which is just a stone's throw away from the Garden of the Gods. They have actually really good wine. The Shawnee Hills Wine Trail features 11 award-winning wineries, surrounded by unique inns, intimate bed and breakfast, and comfortable cabins, all nestled in the scenic Shawnee Hills of Illinois. And of course, because it's fall, you should go do some apple picking in the fall at the family-owned Rendleman Orchards in Alto Pass.
And
really
wonderful. As far as Halloween goes, you like some haunted houses around here?
There's tons of places to go, but Alton is like only 5 hours away from Chicago, and it's home to some serious ghosts. You can take a haunted tour of the McPike Mansion, which was built in 1869, and I've heard that it has up to 12 spirits haunting the premises. In fact, the Alton Haunting Tours recently received TripAdvisor's Traveler's Choice Award for 2021 for top attractions in the world, which is great news for Illinois.
But and there's Six Flags. They're doing their Fright Fest again?
Yes, which is wonderful. Very, very scary. And they're doing it now through November 3rd. Mm-hmm. And if you go down that area, you can also stay at the Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee that offers 13 different water slides. And also go to the Didier's Farm to do a little bit more of a relaxing getaway, which is also open through Halloween. And, of course, you can miss the Chicago Botanic Garden this time of year.
And very close here to the city, Lincoln Park Zoo, Navy Pier, with some special features for this time of year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's just so pretty right now. If you want to see the leaves changing colors, you can take a scenic stroll along the dock at Navy Pier, where fall is in the air, and you can enjoy the pier pumpkin lights through Halloween and many other fun Halloween activities for kids. You can also enjoy one of several architectural river cruises along the Chicago River. And you can also enjoy a night out at Virtu, which is a Southern American restaurant located in Hyde Park that has great service and really helps the community. Mm-hmm. And it's just will provide a wonderful experience.
Thank you very much, Carla Flannery, Deputy Director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. More on this and some other ideas if you go to enjoyillinois.com, enjoyillinois.com. Carla, appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.